Hi, it's Patrick here, and it's summer. Summer vacation. Well, for people in the Northern Hemisphere anyway, there's the possibility of summer vacation. And you might be thinking of going abroad, you might have gone abroad. And where you go, especially if you're a native English speaker, where you go may be determined by whether you speak the local lingo. No, on second thoughts, it probably doesn't matter all that much to you. You just speak English, right? And hope for the best. Well, we'll have more on the glorious shame of linguistic ignorance in a bit. But first, let's consider a vacation in Eastern Europe, a capital in Eastern Europe, a capital city beginning with a B. Wait a minute. There's a bunch of them that begin with B. Here's the big show's Nina Porzuki.
Think fast. What's the capital of Romania?
Romania. Hold on. Belgrade?
Herman Cadena, who I met during an extremely informal survey at the Dunkin' Donuts across the street from our newsroom in Boston, isn't alone. Many people confuse their Eastern European capitals.
Romania. Hold on. I know where Romania is.
The most frequent mix-up is between Budapest and Hungary, next door to Romania, and...
Hello, world. This is Bucharest speaking. Yes, Bucharest, not Budapest. Bucharest is the capital city of Romania. If you think Budapest is, then, my friend, you are a citizen of Wrongaria.
There's a long list of outsiders who have confused the two capitals. Michael Jackson, the lead singers of Iron Maiden and Metallica, even Lenny Kravitz. And last year, a group of 400 soccer fans from Spain chartered a flight to the 2012 Europa League final in Budapest. Too bad the actual final was in Bucharest.
This is a very old problem for Romania. It's been taking place for a very long time.
That's Sebastian Oler, a copywriter in Bucharest. And his client, the Romanian candy company ROM, was sick of the confusion. They've made it their mission to end it and market their chocolate, which has the name of Romania's capital, stamped into each bar.
ROM presents Bucharest, not Budapest. The bud and the book might sound similar, but the pest is different from the rest.
Meanwhile, back at the Boston Dunkin' Donuts, Cadena, the guy that guessed Belgrade as the capital, got a little help from a friend on the phone.
You've got the first letter, right?
Give me the second letter.
B-U.
Budapest. No, hold on. Budapest. Give me the third letter.
C.
B-U-C? Bucharest?
Yes, he got it. Still, the confusion is by no means one-sided. Budapest resident Ben Fisher remembers watching the news one day when big news broke about a Hungarian political scandal.
There were foreign news agencies reporting on it, and quite a few of them in Budapest would say, I'm here live in Bucharest.
But, says Fisher, the annoyance that Hungarians and Romanians feel about the confusion might stem from even deeper historical issues, going back to World War I when...
Transylvania was taken away from Hungary and given to Romania. And 100 years later, a lot of people in Hungary have not given that back.
But while the borders between the countries have fluctuated, Budapest and Bucharest haven't changed hands. And Hungarian and Romanian... The languages spoken in these cities come from completely different family trees. So locals know the difference, but the rest of us, well...
So now you know the capital of Romania is...
The capital of Romania is Bucharest.
And the capital of Hungary is...
Belgrade.
No!
Budapest. And Bucharest. God, no wonder why.
It seems that ROM Chocolate has got their work cut out for them. For the world, I'm Nina Porzuki.
Okay, so now you know the name of the capital city you're visiting. Maybe. But there's another problem. And let me just whisper this to you. Not everyone everywhere speaks English. Really? Oh, yes. We native English speakers, we have this affliction known as monolingualism. We just don't do other languages. I know there are plenty of reasons why, but let's face it, we're pretty bad at it. Well, probably not you, the listener. If you're a native English speaker, you're probably among the minority that does speak at least one other language. But in general, Americans, Aussies, Anglophone Canadians, and especially Brits, they're overwhelmingly monolingual and sort of weirdly proud of it too. Hey, I'm illiterate in all the world's 6,000 to 7,000 languages, except for one. Yay! That silly pride, that's sort of half of it. The other half of the time, there's a sort of sheepish embarrassment at our ignorance. Here's the BBC's Evan Davis.
The British Council's conducted a poll that exposes the unease many of us feel. I think the headline is 40% are embarrassed by their lack of language skills. And in the autumn, the British Council is starting a campaign to try and improve foreign language skills. The BBC's correspondent in Spain, Tom Burridge, has been talking to some British holidaymakers about the tactics they use.
How's your Spanish?
Pretty ropey.
Yeah. Can you say anything?
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. Can you say anything?
Hola.
Come on, you can do better than that.
¿Qué pasa?
What's happening? ¿Qué pasa? How are things?
I think that's it, I'm afraid.
Speak any Spanish?
Sí, un poquito.
Oh, muy bien. Very good, yeah. Better than, you're the best person yet.
Really?
What about your husband or partner?
Sorry, I don't know.
Nothing?
Nothing at all. Well, dos cerveza, por favor.
You can order a beer, it's pretty useful. Yeah. When you can't speak to people in the local language, what do you do?
Point and tend to shout very loudly in English. Which I know is really embarrassing to do, but it tends to be what we do, isn't it, I think?
Try sign language.
Shout and point.
Shout and point.
We are just lazy, I think, as a country, because we don't need to, so we choose not to.
Touch of arrogance, maybe.
Yeah, from the English side, definitely.
Tom Burridge with some tourists in Spain on how they cope. Phoebe Smith is with us, editor of Wanderlust Travel magazine. Morning to you, Phoebe.
Morning.
There are some horrible stories of Brits overseas, aren't there?
There really are. We sort of assume that everyone will just be able to understand us. And, I'm no exception, sadly. I went to the Azores, Portuguese-speaking island, and I'm vegetarian, and I just assumed it would be very easy to communicate this. And of course, I had an absolute nightmare. The concept was lost on them. I couldn't make them understand. I ended up being presented with a lovely full-on fish on a plate.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'll be fish if you're vegetarian.
And then when I explained no fish, they then came out with meat. And then so I pointed at a salad and said, this. They came out with that sprinkled with lots of pieces of ham. So I just graciously accepted and picked the ham off, because by then I just felt so embarrassed.
Yeah, no, it is difficult. I mean, part of the reason that we have this arrogance, of course, it is to some extent, it is validated, isn't it, by our experience? Because normally there's somebody within earshot who speaks enough English, or at least speaks better English than we speak of Portuguese or...
Exactly. And people can sometimes, I've tried speaking the language and they'll just revert to English because right. They can see I'm struggling, you know. So there is that, it's sort of people being a bit too nice,
yeah.
On us,
and
I
of
think.
Course, I mean, if a German person goes to Brazil or to Portugal or to the Azores, what are they going to speak? Almost certainly they're going to speak English,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, let's have some tips. What should you do? I mean, is it a kind of case of... courtesy is to make some effort in their language, just to show a sort of respect for the fact that you're on their terrain.
I think if you can, before you go, if you can learn a few, just you know, like you said, just for courtesy, hello, goodbye, thank you, please.
Dos cerveza, por favor.
I think if you make the mistake of learning questions or statements that then require, conversation, you might get lost when they reply and you think, I have no idea what they've just said. Another good thing you can do is there is a book out there called Point It, which is just full of pictures of common things you might need on your travels. Pointing is a very good thing with a picture. Also, there's apps you can get that you can type something and it speaks for you, although some of those are of questionable quality. Mm-hmm. We've had people talking about miming. My publisher, she lost her key in Colombia and she was trying to mime a
charades.
Key. Yeah, and then And then someone else in our office, they said that when they were in France, it was a particularly bad year for flies and they were trying to buy a fly swatter. So they went into the shop and said, avez-vous, and zzz, and he got it. So sound effects sometimes work as well.
But I mean, look, the key thing is if you make just a small effort in the language, just to show a sort of willing, a lot of people feel embarrassed because they don't think they're doing it very well. They think they sound stupid.
Yes, I think as Brits, we're nervous about doing it and not doing it right. Mm. So we can see something written down that we want to have a go at, but we won't. And so I do think that a little bit goes a long way. And
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're doing it badly.
No.
If someone speaks in bad English to you, you don't think, oh,
no.
They're stupid. You feel
exactly. You try and help
an
them out.
Yeah,
and people,
exactly.
You know, people are very, very generous. So,
So make an effort. That's the form. But don't try and get too deeply in it by asking complicated questions about philosophy. Phoebe, thank you very much indeed. Phoebe Smith from Wanderlust magazine.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two.
Well, I'm off for a week of summer holidays myself. I hope I don't have to speak any other languages. So, no pod for a couple of weeks. Until then, there's theworld.org/language, as well as the World in Words page on Facebook, and me on Twitter. I tweet, sometimes even on vacation/holiday I tweet. I tweet as Patrick Cox, PatriCox. See you.
Everybody has a summer holiday, doing things they always wanted to. So we're going on a summer holiday to make our dreams come true.